Welcome to Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry, a program dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, advocating Christian families to adopt and get involved with foster care here in the Capital District, as well as globally, and encouraging and supporting those who've heard and heeded the call of James 1:27. Join your host, Sandra Flack.
Welcome to Orphans No More, a media extension of Justice for Orphans. I'm your host, Sandra Flack. In John 14:18, Jesus said, "I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you." And in Matthew 28:19, he also said, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And we know in James 1:27, we are commanded to care for orphans. Our guest today is on a mission to disciple orphans in Ukraine. Pastor Dima Merkin is pastor of a church in Balta, a city in the Odessa region of Ukraine, and he joins us today. Welcome to the show, Pastor.
Hello, everybody, listeners. Thank you for this opportunity to be on this video and talk with Sandra. Hello.
Hello.
Sandra.
Hello, Pastor Dima. We are grateful that you're able to share with us today. And we really want to hear about the plight of the orphan in Ukraine, specifically in the Odessa region where you live and serve. So could you share with us about that?
Yes. First of all, I will make clear about terms. When we talk about the status of an orphan, we mean not only a child without parents, but also a child whose parents have lost their rights. In Ukraine, there is no foster care program. So most of these children in orphanages live in the territory of orphanage, and they have probably father or mother, but they lost rights on these kids. And some of these children in orphanages will never be adopted. The orphanage school usually doesn't teach helpful, practical, and valuable skills. Often these children don't know how to budget, how to cook, to repair something at home. So it's a closed system, usually like school, boarding school, and dormitory, and mix. So it's a mix, complex, boarding school and dormitory. Some of these kids have very bad condition during this studying, and after that they can't spend money, they can't make their lives, for example, I will tell a story. Sure. One boy I know, after graduation, received the funds collected over the years and spent all the money for a taxi going to Kiev and back in a few days. It's about 600 miles, so he spent all this money. It's really hard for them to build relationship and to communicate. They have no spiritual and moral base during this study. Some orphanages here don't allow children go to Protestant churches, just Orthodox churches. So in the east of Ukraine, Ukraine actually is an independent country in Eastern Europe since 1991. But since 2014, we have a war in the east. And some of territory, part of Ukraine, was occupied. So since this time, some of kids from orphanages moved to the free territory. So that's why we have a lot of orphans right now.
About how many orphans, Pastor, are in the Odessa region where you live?
In Odessa region, according to statistic, we have about 900 orphans right now.
Wow. And I can say from personal experience, because I understand how the orphanage system in Ukraine works and how there is not a foster care system like there is here in the States. So many of the children living in these orphanage dormitory type places do have living parents. My own four children that we adopted, siblings that we adopted from Ukraine in 2007, they had living parents who had lost their rights, as you say. And our experience has also been many of the children in the orphanage have experienced trauma, and things such as fetal alcohol syndrome are very prevalent because of the alcohol situation. And those things impact the brain development of children and how they operate in relationship. And interesting how you talked about the boy who spent all of the money on the taxi ride, and it really didn't make sense for him to do that. But oftentimes kids who struggle with fetal alcohol syndrome, managing money and managing time are very difficult concepts for them. And so these children really, really need help, and they need the church. So, Pastor, in what ways over the years has your church served the orphans there?
Now I'm a pastor in a small church in Balta. We have about 25 adults in the church and about 15 children. So we're not a big church, but we are involved in a lot of other ways of working with orphans. For example, I'm a like designer of program, summer and winter Christian camps. And we do Bible lessons program during the year in orphanage. We have helping to deliver shoes, clothes, hygiene items, and stationery from different people. We have a program with the Samaritan Purse. In Christmas time, we do just visiting orphanages, playing with children, sharing the gospel. I do like painting evangelization poster. We just sing Christian songs, invite them in the church, and so on. For example, this Easter we made a huge egg hunt with 200 kids in the orphanage. Mm. So it was amazing.
Yeah. Pastor, how did God lead you to this work? How is this your passion to minister to orphans?
I was born and grew up in Odessa. I met Christ in 2004. So right now I'm 38. After my baptism, God gave me the opportunity to serve orphans in Odessa region in different ways. I attended orphanages with a small team. We were making big summer camps and just serve in the territory of orphanage. And in 2010, I moved in a small town, Balta, and my wife grew up in a small town near Odessa, and she was serving a lot of in her church. She visited U.S. before our marriage, performing concerts to raise money to support an orphanage connected to her church. So we serve differently, different ways, but God showed the great need and he gave opportunities directing to serve orphans all the time. And now we are in US as a chaperoness with a hosting group of orphans.
Wonderful.
So our church and we in the church just see these opportunities and God leads us.
So the greatest need of an orphan is a forever family. But when an orphan turns about 16 years old, they're no longer available for adoption, but also they're no longer able to stay at the government-run orphanage. They sort of graduate. So Pastor, tell us what happens to these kids who age out of the system. And what do you see as their greatest need?
After their schooling in the orphanage, they have few opportunities. They may enter a low-level college, usually, or find a low-level job or bad job. While they study, they receive a small monthly scholarship and some government assistance. In addition, After graduation, many of them read and write very poorly, and they, when they come to church, so they can't read the Bible. In most cases, after graduation, these children are more prone to criminal activity. Girl, to prostitution, homelessness, alcohol and drugs, and the government isn't able to solve this problem. Some boys I know went to the jail and still there.
Wow. I know there's a high rate of suicide among young people who age out and who are on the street, like you mentioned, crime and drugs and prostitution, and the girls are especially vulnerable to being trafficked. So what is your vision? What do you see, Pastor Dima, as an answer, a solution to this problem?
Yes, these ministries, all ministries to orphans are quite good, but as we saw, it doesn't solve the main problem of relationship and the deep spiritual influence on these children. I'm saying about life transformation, you know. Orphans and actually all children can learn only through a personal relationship, being inside a family. The best way to help them is to include them in family. There is no other better way. This is a really true and fruitful way to help such children. Yeah, as I said, most of these children in orphanages will never be adopted. So these findings gave us a vision for a ministry to open the transitional home for orphan age out.
So a transitional home is a model that has successfully worked to transform the lives of orphans who've aged out. So could you explain for our listeners how a transitional home works?
It's a special house with a family dedicated to Christ, of course, and group of orphans living in it. And they are making disciples from orphans. It's amazing. It's amazing, fruitful influence. And the features of this home are the parents are guardians of 3-12 graduate boys or girls, and they give absolute acceptance and love. These children are involved in Christian family life, building relationship with parents and each other, learning some practical skills for life, learning housekeeping, home Bible devotion, forming moral values such as purity before marriage. Also, they involved in church life as well. They have a safe place in the larger community. They can see the gospel in action as God changed lives. They witness unity among the congregation. They can watch people serving each other. And the family also helps with education and finding a career. Tutoring, homework, help, advice, and career choices, preparation for independent life, help finding a job, and etc.
And you've seen where children growing up in this situation, they've come out of the orphanage, they have the opportunity to live in a transitional home where they're getting this discipleship, they're getting this family life and this training, and they're getting experience in the church community. Can you share a story or a testimony from an orphan whose life and future was transformed through living in a transitional home?
Yes. These types of homes exist in some big cities in Ukraine, and this ministry brings great results. I keep in touch with the pastor, my friend Igor, and his wife Irina, who have been in this ministry about 10 years. Through their ministry, a lot of children came to Christ. They work with boys. I personally know some of the men who passed through this transitional home. And some of them became true Christians and already have their own families, and they serve in church, and they preach, and they can help such kids. So the mission supported this project go far, and they built some houses around this transitional home, and these Christian families came in, settle in these houses. So it's great transformation in life, and I can see it, and I can just bring glory to God for it.
Yes, I have heard that. I heard a young man who grew up in foster care here in the States and who became a Christian as an adult and speaks as a motivational speaker. And he said that every kid is just one caring adult away from success. And when you set up one of these transitional homes, and not only is there Christian parents who are managing the home and teaching the children and interacting with them, but they're also exposed to the church community, where they're getting that continued Christian community, and they're being discipled, and they're being able to be a part of all of that. Those relationships and those people speaking into their lives and loving on them, really, that's what makes the difference.
Yes.
So, Pastor Dima, you and your family are here in the States presently to raise awareness and support for this transitional home project that you have launched. So share with us what your needs are and where you're going to be traveling. Tell us what you're up to.
We are raising money for constructing this transitional house, and then we need to find support for living in this house. As we know, there are only two such houses for boys in the Odessa region and about three for girls. So we made the decision to build this house for boys first. For this project, we need a lot of resources, you know, and we are looking for many forms of partnership for this. So our needs are parents that will live in the home with the graduates, construction of a house. We need financing and people who can help build it, financial support for children and parents while living at home. So we're looking for an opportunity to realize this vision. Therefore, any participation in this project will help us. Prayer, counsel, finances, networking, contacts, construction workers, and so on.
Wow. So prayer first and foremost, volunteers who are builders, who are construction workers, could come help actually physically build these homes. I know I saw on your website there are blueprints. You have blueprints for the actual model of the home that you plan to build, correct?
Yes, we met in Maryland. We met an architect who can help us, and God just gave us this meeting. So he agreed to make real blueprint, like all technologies will do in it. So it's a great God's gift for us. So it will be free. Some workers make this project like blueprint, real blueprint.
Yes.
Cause what we have, it's just estimate.
Yes. Yes, beautiful. God provides. When he calls us to a work that he wants to accomplish, he provides and equips everything needed. And you continue to need, of course, the funds to do this, because we all know that ministry takes money, managing a household takes money, and there's such a great need because it's not just one transitional home. I'm sure that your vision is to continue to build these homes as this ministry grows.
Right.
And
right.
You know, you shared earlier that there are about, the statistics are about 900 orphans in Odessa. And every day, these orphans are aging out of the institutions and they need a place to go. And every day, children are coming into the institutions, sadly enough. So it's very fluid, these numbers, and the need is great. So the need for Christian house parents who will be the parents in the house to these kids, like you said, construction workers, builders, ongoing support, not only support the finances to build, but also to run the household, the food and the supplies and the things that are needed, the furnishings.
Yes,
and all of that. So continued prayer. So you mentioned you've been in Maryland and right now you're in California. Where else are you going? Where else have you been?
We go to Montana with some churches who can hear us and help us in it.
So Montana is your next stop?
next stop Montana, and then we go back to DC and fly with the hosting groups to Ukraine.
And then you head back. So, Pastor Dima, how can our listeners learn more about this ministry? Share with us your website and your contact information.
Our website is homeoforphan.com. So you can see website and read more information. And you can connect with us through the email so we can answer all the questions about it.
So that's Home for Orphan?
Homefororphan.com.
Yes. Wonderful. So, Pastor Dima, as we close today, would you share with us what is on your heart that you really want our listeners to hear from our conversation?
If your heart's open to orphans, you can adopt. But you can't adopt all orphans. You can serve orphans with us. And our verse, Bible verse, it's John 14:18. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. So Jesus don't leave us as orphans, and we don't need stay and live for ourselves. We need to help orphans. If you want to help orphans, just connect with us and we can serve together.
Yes, you said adopt. People can also host. I know you are in the States as chaperones for a hosting program where children come to the United States and they stay for a holiday with American families. And I know children, I know families who've adopted their children after hosting them. So hosting is a great way to learn about orphans and to really become that special adult.
Yeah, it's a first step to know orphans, yes.
Yes, and support them, visit them. You can go on a missions trip. You can help build this transitional home physically that Pastor Dima is talking about. And of course, help raising support. And you can, our listeners can help through prayer. And I know November 11th, this year is Orphan Sunday. Sunday.
Yes, Prayer Orphan Day. Uh-huh.
Yes. Yes, I know it's observed in Ukraine as well. And Orphan Sunday is one day for the church to unite with one voice for one purpose, and that is to stand for the orphan. And it's a perfect way for a church to begin the conversation about how to care for orphans. And it's also a perfect opportunity to do some kind of a project. So take up an offering. A church can take up an offering and raise some support to help build this transition home for Pastor Dima and his work. So there's great opportunity for everybody to get involved because not everybody is going to be able to adopt. My husband and I have adopted 4 children from Ukraine, and we can't adopt all of them, though we would love to. But
yes.
Right. So and many of these children are not available for adoption, but they still need a family. They need a home, and they need that guidance through life. So this transitional home project is such a tremendous way for the church to have an impact in this situation. So I encourage our listeners to visit the website homefororphan.com and learn more and see if you or your church can get involved in helping Pastor Dima build and manage this transitional home project. And I know you're connected with other Christian organizations here in the States that are helping you to be able to do this. So what is the name of that organization, Pastor Dima?
What organization?
The Christian organization here in the States that is helping you.
URC. URC. It's the name of hosting organization.
Yes. And that's Ukrainian?
Ukrainian. Actually, I forgot.
I think it's Ukrainian Resource Center.
Yes.
And I know that they've brought the children in for hosting, and I know families who have hosted through URC. So you're here in the States and building relationships with churches throughout the country, and I just thank you, Pastor Dima, so much for all you are doing to serve and disciple the orphans in Ukraine. Thank you for joining us today, and we thank you, our listeners for listening to this episode of Orphans No More. You can find more shows on our website at justicefororphansny.org. I'd also like to remind you again, Orphan Sunday is just a few months away, November 11th, 2018 this year. It's always the second Sunday of November. You can learn more about Orphan Sunday at orphansunday.org, but get that on your church calendar for this November and do something to stand for the orphan. And it could be something little. It could be just, well, prayer's not little, but it's very easy to just pray for orphans or kids in foster care. You can play the Orphan Sunday video clip that you find on the website. You could do a bake sale or some kind of project and help this ministry, help Pastor Dima be able to build this home for the kids who are aging out of the orphanage in Ukraine. So pray about these things. You can learn more at homefororphans.com, and you can also learn more at justicefororphansny.org. JFO is a nonprofit ministry on a mission to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless. We inspire, educate, and equip the body of Christ to walk out James 1:27 in whatever way God calls you. Again, to learn more or to contact me, Sandra Flack, visit justicefororphansny.org.
Thank you for supporting this program by listening today, sharing what you've heard, and praying for orphans and children in need everywhere. More information is available at justicefororphansny.org. Visit and discover how you can make a difference in a child's life. And be sure to tune in to Orphans No More next Friday.